And we're continuing with the topic of happiness, the key to happiness, how to find happiness in this world. Okay, yesterday we talked about how one of the reasons why a lot of people cannot find happiness in this life is because they allow too many barriers to interfere. Who can remember what are some of those barriers that we talked about which prevent the average person from attaining happiness? Who can remember? What are those barriers that we talked about yesterday? Very good, Amina. The number one barrier is disbelief in Allah. How can you find happiness in your life if you do not believe in the Creator? And this is a barrier that comes in between many people's attainment of happiness. Very good, Sister Kawi. Another one we talked about is alcohol and drugs. A lot of people cannot find happiness in this life because they are busy living their life in a dream, clouded with alcohol or drugs or substance abuse. Okay, yes, rejecting the truth of Islam. Rejecting the truth of Islam is another barrier. It goes hand in hand with disbelieving in Allah. Very good, Sister Amina. Ill will. This prevents a lot of us from finding happiness because we're too busy wasting our energy and our time wishing bad on others whom we are envious of. And envy is another barrier that keeps you from finding true happiness. Also very good, Islami, being in love with the life of this world, being too much in love, having devotion to things other than Allah, this gets in the way of happiness too. We have to remember, guys, as a believing Muslim, we have to be justly balanced. That means we don't love anyone more than we do Allah, or anything more than we do Allah. Very good. Another thing that hinders us from finding true happiness is sin. Committing sins. We know these sins are haram, but we do them anyway because we're too weak to say no to our desires and our whims. So that's another barrier that keeps us from finding happiness. Very good, Cowie. Fear of worldly power. Another barrier that keeps people from finding happiness is they don't know how to place their fear. We should not fear anyone or anything but Allah. The believer fears nothing but Allah. Another thing that keeps us from happiness, very good, Abdul, is injustice. This goes hand in hand with oppression, oppressing others or oppressing ourselves. Very good, Amina, being too suspicious. A lot of people allow suspicion to get in the way of their happiness, always thinking the worst about something. Always thinking that there is an ulterior motive behind the flowers being sent to you. And very good, Abdul, another big one that prevents us from attaining happiness is pessimism. Pessimism, which means always looking at the dark side, not having hope. Remember, guys, we have to have hope. You cannot live your life like, oh, that's it, I messed up, I committed a sin, that's it, party's over, lights out, I'm going to hell. We have to have hope that Allah will forgive us for our sins if we give them up and turn to Him in repentance. Very good. So these are all the different types of barriers that prevent many of us from achieving happiness. And now that we know and recognize what those barriers are, we're going to move on to the next topic, which talks about the factors and the prerequisites of happiness. Okay, we know what the barriers are, so we're going to stay away from the barriers. So now we have to focus on what are the factors or the prerequisites of achieving happiness. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to go over four of those factors today. Beginning with the first one, which is, you got it, sound belief. The number one factor to achieving happiness is you have to have a sound, solid belief in Allah. We have to remember, guys, in order to build a happy life, we have to first lay a solid foundation. Otherwise, it will subside. Therefore, we should seek a solid, unshakable foundation on which to build our wholesome life. And that foundation should be believing in Allah, guys. We have to understand that Islam is the last and the only universal religion and code of life that was revealed to mankind. And we have to also understand, guys, that what sets Islam above all the others is the fact that it's the only religion that is still intact in its original form. It's unadulterated. Nothing has changed, including our holy book, our book that we read, but that we live our lives from, the words of Allah. They have found Qurans that date back to the caliphate of Abu Bakr. May Allah be pleased with him. And those Qurans are exactly the same as the ones we read today. It has not been tampered with. Our religion is still in the original form that it was in when it was first revealed. So this should be the foundation of attaining or achieving happiness should be a solid belief in Allah through the religion of Islam. We have to understand, guys, that many Muslim societies today are falling down. They've lost their umph. We got Muslim countries today that are going through the same problems that we're going through with unwed pregnancy, sex outside of marriage, adultery, venereal diseases, etc., drugs, etc. These are so-called Muslim countries, and they are dealing with the same social issues that we are dealing with. And the reason why is because that they deviated away from Islam. And this is a fact. Whenever you deviate away from Islam, you're going to find all kind of problems. We got Muslim countries today trying to westernize and become like America. Give you the freedom. The freedom to choose whether you're going to wear a hijab or not. You can go to some Muslim countries, I'm telling you, and when you get off the plane, you won't know if you're in America or there. Because you'll see the women walking around without hijabs on, dressed in shorts, looking just like Americans look. So you're going to be like, wow, I came expecting to see all these women in hijabs and jilbabs. SubhanAllah, I'm still in New York. And as a result of these countries westernizing, they've lost their integrity. They're now faced with the same social issues that we are dealing with. We have to understand, guys, that Islamic belief, when it is put into practice, it leads us to the right direction. So, in order to achieve happiness, you have to have Islam as your foundation. And the basic Islamic principle leads to harmony in this universe. Because again, guys, Islam is not just a religion. It's a way of life. by believing in Allah and by believing in His attributes. This deeply influences our character and our whole outlook on life. It brings the believing Muslim to acquire good qualities and to aim for human perfection. By believing in the angels of Allah, this gives us a sense of not being alone. You don't have to ever worry about loneliness. The believing Muslim doesn't suffer from loneliness because he or she knows she's not alone. She's got her angels. We've got at least four angels here writing down everything that we do and protecting us from the front and from behind. Believing in the day of judgment, it makes us control our behavior. It makes us understand and accept that there is a consequence to all of our actions. And it makes us understand that there is a day when everyone will receive his just due. And this is what keeps the believing Muslim from again falling into depression or self-pity because life isn't going his way or because someone did him an injustice. The believer knows that, hey, I will get my just due in the long run. Just like that email I sent out and I posted up here on our website for the slanderers, the flesh eaters. While they're sitting around destroying people's reputation, lying, and trying to discredit people who have spent their lives devoted to Allah, it doesn't get them down. All the slander that they do about Shay Gatley, you know what he does? He keeps right on going. It doesn't get him down because he knows his just due will be in the hereafter. He knows what happens to those who become enemies to the allies of Allah. Allah will take revenge on those enemies. So this is why a man like Sheikh Atlee can sit back and laugh and grin and keep on spreading dawah without letting the slander and the lies and the viciousness of others destroy him. Okay? Because we believe in the last day. We have to understand, guys, that belief in the hereafter is an essential element that helps to control human delinquency, and also it helps to establish collective happiness. Also, by believing in Allah, it means we believe in His divine destiny. Again, this also prevents a person who is a true believer from ever allowing life to get him down. Because the believer looks at it like, okay, it was written. It was written for me. I couldn't avoid it. Whatever Allah has decreed, it's going to happen. You can't stop it. If Allah decrees for you to get sick with cancer, you're going to get it. You can't stop it. It was written for you. So the believer accepts what Allah has decreed and he remains patient and he asks Allah to give him tranquility to accept and deal with whatever it is that Allah has given him. So this is what keeps the believer from getting depressed or being miserable or pessimistic. We don't become pessimistic and think that's it, party's over. So thus, as you can see, guys, the number one foundation to achieving happiness is you have to be solid or sound in your belief in Allah. You have to really check yourself and ask, do I really believe in Allah? Because if you do, then you don't have to ever worry about being lonely, depressed, or anything else. A believer can handle whatever comes his way, be it sickness, be it a loss of money, whatever. And that's why I'm telling my moderators, it's time for you guys to pick up and get back in the business of dawah. I know we're all going through personal problems, but hey, kick that stuff to the curb and bounce back and come on back and give dawah. You don't sit around waddling in your personal mishaps. Okay? The second factor that helps to achieve happiness is okay, you believe in Allah, now you have to be devoted to Him through worship. Through worship. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation of the meaning, not for idle sport did we create the heavens and the earth and all that is between them. So thus Allah is telling us in this 16th verse of the 21st surah that creation was not for idle play or sport. There's a purpose behind everything being created. There's a purpose behind us being created. You find a lot of people who do not believe in Allah. They sit back and ask, why am I here? Why was I even created? What is my purpose in life? You will never find the believing Muslim asking this lame question, because he knows that we were created for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to worship Allah. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, I have only created jinns and men that they may worship and serve me. So if you know what your purpose is, then this will help you to go about attaining happiness. Why were you created? Why are you here? You are created to worship Allah. We need to also understand, guys, that everything in the universe that was created by Allah submits to His will. There are laws that govern every area and domain of nature. We got the laws of gravity, the laws of motion, the laws of relativity, and all of these laws testify to the fact that the universe is in total submission to Allah. Allah, He is the originator of all these laws. But man is different than a lot of Allah's creation, because Allah gave man something that He didn't give to the trees or to the lightning or to the birds that fly or the bees that make honey. Allah gave us this thing called free will. Free will. And what this free will does is it gives us the ability to choose between right and wrong. We're not robots. We make our own choices. We recognize what is good and what is bad, what is good and what is evil. And we make our own choice based on that. That's what free will is. Okay? So, being that we were created to worship Allah, the next question a person will ask is, well, okay, well, how do I go about doing that? First of all, you have to obey Him. Obey Him. Obey His laws. Being obedient to Allah, guys, is an act of worship. And we have to understand that it is through obeying Allah and worshiping Him that contentment and happiness can be found. By obeying Allah and worshiping Him, it elevates your spirit. It makes you humble. It makes you think twice before you do something that you know is wrong. It makes you think twice before you hurt yourself or harm others. Prayer purifies the soul. It purifies the soul against our mistakes. It refines our character. And it helps us to develop the virtues such as truthfulness, honesty, modesty, and humility. Prayer also keeps us away from falsehood and from all forbidden actions and evil deeds. So the first thing we have to do, guys, in order to attain happiness, is obey Allah and worship Him. Because by worshiping Him, it brings about happiness on an individual level. It makes us, our character become refined. It cleanses our soul. And by cleansing your soul, you then find happiness. Prayer also brings about happiness on a collective basis. Prayer achieves a high degree of perfection for the community. Praying in congregation, for example, it brings about unity and brotherhood and goodwill. So not only are you bettering or refining yourself through prayer, but if you pray with others, you're bringing about brotherhood and unity by praying together. And the same way that we pray out of sincerity, and the same way that prayer brings about spiritual and social and all this type of good refinement, all the other acts of worship do the same thing. For example, zikr, or acts of remembrance of Allah, it also purifies the soul and helps to bring about success and happiness. We must also understand another thing when it comes to worshiping Allah. We have to do it solely for Him, not for anyone else. We worship Allah to get Him happy with us, to become closer to Him. And again, the closer you become with Allah, the more you attain happiness within yourself. And the more a society becomes closer to Allah, then everyone will end up attaining happiness together. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Happiness is long life full of obedience to Allah." And that hadith is sahih. Also, Allah tells us in the Quran, "O you who believe, do your duty to Allah. Seek the means of approach unto Him and strive with your might and main in His cause, and then you will find happiness." Also, Allah says, "Whoever works righteousness, doing good deeds, man or woman, and whoever has faith, to him we will give a new life, a life that is good and pure. And we will bestow on such their reward according to the best of their actions." So here you can see, guys, Allah is telling us, and so is His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the way to achieve happiness is by obeying Allah and doing good deeds. This is how you achieve happiness in this life. The third factor that we have to take into consideration when trying to achieve happiness is, again, remembering Allah. Making dua. I'm always telling you guys here that we need to get out of this habit of asking others to make dua for us and learn how to make dua for ourselves. And the reason being is because we all need to have our own personal relationship with Allah. We all need to develop a relationship with Him. The more you make dua to Allah, the closer it brings you to Him. And it also uplifts the soul spiritually, just like praying does. Dua cleanses the soul the same as Salat does. Plus, Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, "Those who believe and whose hearts find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah, for without doubt in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find satisfaction. For those who believe and work righteousness is every blessedness and a beautiful place of final return. Here Allah tells us in this beautiful verse of the 13th surah of the Quran that it is those people who remember Allah who find happiness, satisfaction, meaning happiness. When we are conscious of the bounties and favors bestowed by Allah upon us, then we begin to feel His very existence and His body and His spirit and His intellect. Okay? We need to remember Allah, guys. Constantly keep Allah foremost in our mind. This is why we say Bismillah before we do anything. To remember Allah. And to thank Him for the good He has given us. We need to remember that for those who do not remember Allah, these are the people who will be deprived of the joy and satisfaction of happiness. People who do not remember Allah are people whose chest feels a spiritual void. People who do not remember Allah are people who suffer from depression and their life is filled with worry. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, but whosoever turns away from my message, for him is a life narrowed down. So for those people amongst you who you know of who are suffering from depression, they're suffering from it because they do not remember Allah enough. We need to remember Him more, and then you don't have to worry about depression and worry. And this takes us to the next factor. The next factor which is needed in attaining happiness, and that is being good and kind to others. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, all creatures are dependent upon Allah, and the most favored amongst them by Allah is the one who is most helpful to his dependents. Remember, we talk about the hadith where as a prostitute, she saw a dog lying in the street, dying of thirst. So she took off her shoe, filled it with water and gave it to the dog to drink. And Allah was pleased with her. So Allah decided to give her paradise just because of that merciful deed that she did to that dog, that other creation of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, he said every Muslim should do an act of charity. And a person asked, well, suppose a person can't afford it. Then the Prophet said, well, let him work with his hands and give out charity. And then someone asked, well, what if a person can't do that? Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then let him help those people who are needy. And then a person asked, what if he can't do that? And then the Prophet said, then let him do good and avoid evil, because by doing good and staying away from evil, this is an act of charity. So guys, we need to learn how to be good and kind to others. Help others. If you help others, you will see that there's a certain light that comes inside your heart. You begin to feel joy. You begin to feel happiness creep through your very soul because you know you did something that was good. So again, we have to remember, in order to attain happiness, we have to be mindful of others and we have to be good and kind to others. In addition to always remembering Allah and worshiping Him and making sure that our belief in Him is sound. Okay, we're going to stop right here for today, and then tomorrow we're going to talk about several other factors that are needed in attaining happiness. Again, for today, you want to remember that the main foundation should be Islam. Islam. Your belief in Allah. You need to check yourself to make sure you truly believe in Him and His angels and the Day of Judgment and El Qadr, because this is what gets a lot of Muslims. A lot of Muslims cannot accept Qadr, Allah's decree. And if you can't accept Allah's decree, then you will never find happiness. Then you want to remember that you were created to worship Allah. So the second factor that is needed to find happiness is you have to worship and obey Allah. And you worship Him through prayer. And also the third factor, which is remembering Allah. Remembering Allah often in your daily life. This helps you to achieve happiness. It makes you mindful of the good things that Allah has done for you, the pleasures and bounties He has given to you. Because every day something good happens, you may not be aware of it. You may not acknowledge it, but every day something good happens. And you need to thank Allah for that. Simply waking up, having another chance to ask Allah to forgive you for your sins, that's one good thing that happens. Okay? And then you want to remember to be good and kind to others. Because through showing mercy to others and kindness to others, this helps us to soften up our heart. And it thus sets the road, paves the road for us to achieve happiness from within. Okay, so we'll stop right here for today, and then tomorrow we'll go over the other several more factors. If you guys have any questions, inshallah, go ahead and help and ask them.